Dictation for John Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, July 6, 35. Address as a letter, Dr. Reichmann, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reichmann, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Harris, presented with worsening shortness of breath, acute on chronic renal failure, no evidence of pneumonia or heart attack, probably iron deficiency anemia, exacerbating his symptoms. We did intravenous iron, 800 milligrams, divided doses in the hospital, plus 200 today. As outpatient, we completed 1,000 milligrams. We'll see how his hemoglobin responds for potential EPO treatment in the near future. We changed to Demadex as a way to assure a more complete response from one day to the next, presently at 40 milligrams with extra dose in the afternoon as needed. Comes accompanied with wife. They are very careful at home with salt fluid restriction. His weight is around 183 at home. Have seen orthopedic for right knee arthritis. A shot was given. Compressing stockings, edema 2-3+, uses 2 liters of oxygen a night and CPAP machine, has dyspnea and activity, not much at rest, and no orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, no diarrhea or bleeding. Review system done with the help of wife. He has also cognitive decline, uses a walker. I reviewed the updated medication list. I want to highlight the torsemide, hydralazine, bisoprolol, nitrates, anticoagulation with Eliquis, inhalers. Next paragraph. Present weight in the office, 203. Blood pressure by nurse, 137.69. Distant breast sound, COPD abnormalities, no wheezing, no pleural effusion. A minor systolic murmur, no pericardial rap. No abdominal distension or tenderness, a stable edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. The date of discharge, March the 21st. Creatinine around 2.6 with a normal sodium potassium acid base, low protein, low albumin, corrected calcium normal. GFR will be 23, stage 4. Hemoglobin at 8 with normal white blood cell platelet. Normal B12 folic acid. Recent documented iron deficiency with saturation 9% and ferritin 47. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic versus progressive renal failure. Prior renal biopsy showing interstitial fibrosis, tubular atrophy, vascular abnormalities in relation to hypertension. No indication for dialysis. Continual chemistry on a regular basis. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Present potassium acid base stable. Tolerating Demadex. Continue daily weights at home. Update chemistries first week of April. We'll see the response to intravenous iron completed 1,000 milligrams. Most likely is going to need EPO treatment. Remains anticoagulated. He has preserved ejection fraction. He has prior bypass surgery, mitral valve repair, AV node. Ablation, biventricular pacemaker, we'll see him back on the next 2 months or early as needed, all questions answered, end of dictation.